I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy.
What up, y'all? What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? You just joining us, you punched in to hour two with the Lunch Break Crew on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. How y'all feeling, man? Hope y'all feeling good. Shannon, how you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good. We got to catch up on some of these comments, right? We didn't left the comment, comments gone, by, what do we say? They've gone astray. So Jasmine Jazz said, it's the pinky finger of the boats. I think we was talking about the little, the skiff.
Dang.
the skiff. Pinky finger of the skiff. The skiff. Corey Haywood said, the cartoon characters of you guys are pretty good. Trump is trying to bring slavery back, I think. Where does all that money go off the back of incarcerated people? Chicken fruit in the hot sun?
Hmm.
What's chicken fruit?
Oh,
Taylor
no.
Farms, how to be a ought to be ashamed of themselves, I think he meant to say. Guru said, they also keep the highways and streets clean with the chain gangs. Streets be clean, though. I mean, some of them. Some of the streets be clean. Jasmine Jazzless said, they about to go under for this. I hope they do, too. But I feel like it's kind of known a lot of these places are using slave labor and they don't go under. They're always somehow saved or just gets forgotten about, or they move it like to private, and maybe they got their ways around things.
Yeah.
Corey said, the hardest part about enjoying your show is as soon as I take a big bite or a big gulp, y'all say something so crazy I spit up all over myself. Try not to laugh or cry. What you driving, girl? I drive Tesla. Sir Chon said, yep, y'all heard Pastor Al preaching raw and particularly uncut NC-17 style up out of the 53206. And Jazz says, I love Al. We love Al too. We love our we love all our cousins, man. We love y'all in the chat. We love when y'all call us and share what y'all feel. And like Ray said, when Al right, I'll be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, so we talking about the prison labor pipeline that has been going on and companies that have been taking advantage of it. And right now we're talking about Taylor Farms, who has been linked to the explosive diarrhea. Yes, this company has been linked to the explosive diarrhea. And as Shannon mentioned earlier in hour one, a lot of times when we have these outbreaks in explosive diarrheas is because of unsanitary working conditions and so forth. Ironic enough? No. Is it ironic that the prison system is getting complaints about the living conditions and then they probably send folks out to work and whatever that case may be? But we said this hour we wanted to talk about some of the companies, just to mention some of them that has, used prison labor. One more comment that just came in says, Wisconsin has inmates working farms. I could believe it. I could believe it.
Yep.
I'm going to just share with y'all a couple companies. It's just a couple that use it. So this is major retailers and grocery chains. Walmart, Target, ding, 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 Kroger, Aldi's, Costco, Whole Foods. These are just a couple.
No,
of,
not Aldi's.
These are just a couple. Fast food and restaurant chains. McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Chipotle, Domino's. Popular brands found in these stores. Coca-Cola, Ballpark Hot Dogs, Frosted Flakes, Gold Medal Flour. So, just a couple companies, some of our favorite companies, that takes advantage of this prison/slavery type labor. And we're going to get into the 13th Amendment, which allows this to actually take place. And we're going to break that down. But real quick, let's go to Winky Blue on the line. Winky, how you doing? You live with the Lunch Break Crew.
Hey, how you doing, my man?
How you doing, brother?
I was just sitting there getting a bite to eat, and I said, let me chime in on this prison piece. Listen, we all understand what's going on. So you can't beat them with talking about it. You either have to become an investor along with them, because Lena Taylor actually tried to fight that right here in our state, right here locally. Men that were working below wages, and I think she got a little movement on that. I don't know what the outcome of that was, but I can remember her addressing that issue. And you look at people like Tommy Thompson. Well, his wife does all the commissary for, well, she used to. I don't know if she still does it. All the commissary for the prisons here in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, that's a multi-million dollar industry right there by itself, just to commissary with the inmates. And I hear Miss, what's her name? She always calls in about her son that was locked up in Bosco. I understand that, but we got to understand what the nature of his crime was. It's not always because he was a bad person. It might be for his safety to go to a maximum security. It's like Walpon's greenhouse before there was real maximum security lockdown joints for your security. We don't know the nature of his crime. His crime might have warranted, but to be put there for his own safety, you know, it might seem harsh, but hey, man, we're trying to keep you alive, Jack, so we're going to put you here. And I hear her talk about that all the time. But anyways, I'll tell you one thing, man, that this prison, this industrial prison deal is a serious thing. When you got outside people that are coming into this country that are actually taking jobs out of the hands of the American people, guess what, man? When we get out of jail, most of the time, us black folk, we only qualify for vocational jobs. We don't qualify for higher educational jobs. So those jobs, when a man is released out of prison, there is none. So he finds himself at a temporary service, which he don't get no action because, excuse me, the foreigners are running the temporary service. Now, the white boys own the temporary services, but they're allowing them to run it. And they send their people out every day, like religiously, to a job site. But me and you, we're going to have to sit there and wait to get chose, wait to get called back. Then they send us and work us for about 4 or 5 days. And then when they lay us off and call us back, but they send their people constantly, persistently. That's how they got the new cars. That's why they're coming into your north side neighborhoods, buying up everything. Mexicans buying it up. It ain't just, and the Arabs is buying up commercial and trying to buy everything they can buy, because he that owns the land will definitely rule the continent that they own, the properties that they own in that continent. So we need to realize that they not just coming getting new cars and we running around here in 2004 Volvos and they driving brand new cars, because they're using our system, the very system that me and you deserve to use. And I know I'm talking too long, man. Let me get on out of here. But that prison deal, what'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought somebody said something. When our guys and our women get out of jail, they mostly only qualify for vocational jobs. And we don't have them because they're giving away already. They don't have higher education.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Brother Winky. Appreciate it, Brother Winky, calling in. I would, you know, once again, I would like for us to do a lot of research on these things. You know, I heard Brother Winky say a lot of things. I'm not going to speak on what Miss Sandra's son situation was, because we don't know. So I'm not going to bring it up. I'm not even going to comment on it. You know, I know she's somebody who's dealing with the prison system and her son is in it. So I'm not qualified to dive into that part of it. Yeah, I'll just do some research, man. I know everybody is entitled to their opinion. But let's keep going on this, right? Arizona's correction agency told fact checkers it does not currently maintain an active contract with Taylor Farms as of this, as we put this together here. The Claire's documentation on record dates to 2019 to 2023. Taylor Farms did not respond to requests for comment. And like we said, Taylor Farms is not alone. You got Hickman's Egg Farms. You have Nature Sweet. And then you have a call center company, Tela Verde, have all been documented to using the same Arizona prison labor pipeline. So It's a lot, y'all. We got a couple comments in the chat. Wisco J said, not true at all. I'm assuming Wisco is referring to what Winky was saying. He said Winky is one of those spewing right-wing propaganda. Winky, land the plane, bro. We all said, cuz it's be funny. So is that the foreigner's fault or the one doing the hiring? Come on now, Winky Wink. Who said that? Never mind. Get your hand out my pocket. Brother, cousin Guru always on something. So
Guru is back.
Winky is okay, I see what they're talking about there. Appreciate the education, y'all. But yeah, man, 833-212-1017, that is the number to dial. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. You could text that number as well. We are talking about the prison labor pipeline and how is this able to be happening right now in this country. Essentially, you have inmates. Did they change the word to properly address, you know, in a more humane residents. Way? Yeah. Residents that are incarcerated, they're getting paid essentially $150 an hour, and states are getting paid $475 an hour. When we come back, we'll talk about the 13th Amendment and how this is allowing things like this to happen. So don't go anywhere. This is the Lunch Break with Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. You now tuned in to the Lunch Break with Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. We talking the prison labor pipeline, companies that are taking advantage of it, and what is allowing that to actually happen. And we going to do our best to try to explain this with you all, right? 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial if you would like to join the conversation. You could also text that number as well. Please like, share, subscribe. Bring somebody to lunch with you, man. Let's have a lunch date, man. Bring somebody up to the table. We need to have this conversation.
Let's do it.
Let's do it,
right? Give us a call, man. Also, we got a few comments in the chat, Ray. It looks like somebody said conversations with Francisco, right? Yeah, Franco. Yep. He said, because the country was built off slavery, that is why this is able to happen. They never wanted to end slavery. Somebody agreed with Guru saying, yes. Guru said.
Leave Guru alone.
Should we read that one?
No. We're not dealing skip with it. Okay.
That's what we got. So because the country was built off slavery, this is why this is able to happen. They never wanted it to end, which is actually very true, because when they did end slavery, people think people were just like, oh yeah, y'all can go out and be free, but people also didn't know where to go and what to do. And then they start just making like anything illegal that Black people were doing, and that way they could put them back into the system, and then now you're back in jail working again for free. Like they made, I think it was like not having a job illegal or something like that when they ended slavery. Hmm. But of course, if you just got off a plantation, where do you get a job? What is life outside of this? Like they didn't even give them a chance to figure out life. And then that's how a lot of Black people ended right back up into a system and basically where slavery was legal, I'm not mistaken.
You are not mistaken. And just so nobody is mistaken, here are some of the companies that we mentioned that, you know, use that prison labor pipeline. Walmart, Target, Kroger, Aldi's, Costco, Whole Foods, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Chipotle, Domino's, Coca-Cola, Ballpark Hot Dogs, Frosted Flakes, Gold Medal Flour. That's just a few. It's more. It's way more. But that's just a few. We're going to get into the 13th Amendment and how this allows this to happen. But before we do that, let's talk to Miss Charlotte, Cousin Charlotte. How you doing? You live with the Lunch Break Crew.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
This is a very important topic because I think a lot of black people don't know that most prisons are contracted out to private. The biggest runner of prisons in the United States is a company called Wackenhut. And they use their, they have security services, they say, but they manage a lot of prisons. And so this is the way that the state can say, well, we're not responsible for the slave labor because it's contracted out. And I used to lecture young people and tell them, every time you do something stupid, you're a cash cow. Hmm. Prison is very, very lucrative. It's a very big industry. Between the contracts to run the prison and the side contracts for the forks and spoons and toilets, it's big money. Mm-hmm. It's big money. And I want young people to think about that. You commit a felony, Susie goes to college. Hmm. You're a cash cow. So I'm glad you are bringing this up because people need to know. It's not the state that's running the prisons. It's private contractors. And that way the state can wash their hands of anything that goes on. So remember that. It's a very good topic.
Thank you, Miss Charlotte, for calling in. Part of the Lunch Break family. Appreciate you. Yes, states do contract with private prisons. They do contract with private prisons. I think we talked about that on this show as well. We also talked about how Wisconsin, at the time, we exported a lot of our residents to Texas, if I wasn't mistaken.
Yeah. I was literally just about to ask about that clip. Like, yo, we might need that clip because that was actually a very good conversation as well when we brought that up. Yep. About how much money goes into it. She's right. Like, it's important that they know, like, every time you commit a crime, you literally a money sign to these people. They like, oh, we're getting our beds full.
Man.
Yay.
Money bags. Yep. So one of the places we exported a lot of our residents to was in Texas. And if I'm not mistaken, it was Governor Tommy Thompson who had some ties to said private prison, which is crazy.
Like I said, they have their ways around stuff. They like, they'll be like, oh, we don't own any da da da, but then they cousin do. In a different state, but somehow all the prisoners out there. Wait.
Right. Right.
Man.
So.
Sneaky.
I'm telling you. The 13th Amendment. Who was that? That was Miss Sandra that called in and brought up the 13th Amendment and the documentary called The 13th. I do recommend, if you haven't, go check out that documentary. Go check it out. Check it out when you get some time. Maybe after lunch. Check it out. So here's the actual text, right? Ratified in December 1865, the 13th Amendment reads, "Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States. Except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States." I'm going to read the whole thing just so we hear it. "Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States." So the amendment didn't abolish slavery outright. It never abolished it outright. It abolished slavery except as for a punishment for a crime. That's in the 13th Amendment. So that has remained fully intact for over 150 years. Hmm. 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. Prison labor pipeline. Legal slavery in our countries, in our states, in our cities. Black bodies, brown bodies, all bodies. I'm going to read it one more time for him, Shannon.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Ratified in December 1865, the 13th Amendment reads, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States. They like, it's going to remain here.
Mm-hmm. Long as they convicted of a crime, they could be a slave.
Long as we book them.
Is that plain terms?
Long as we book them. Hook them and book them.
Book them, we took them. That's why they talk about that sweet equity.
Mm.
I felt so, like, hearing that in 2026, it just felt so gross. And, like, the boy was so young. Like, he was, like, I want to say, like, 18. He couldn't be more than 25 years old. And that's how they were even, that was their leverage of keeping him alive. They wanted to execute him. The crime he committed, committed a crime. He should be in jail. But just to hear, though, the way that they spoke about a human,
mm-hmm.
it's just like, this is 2026, and they're like, we can get some really good sweat equity. He's a hard worker, a young man,
I'm telling you.
Like, Jesus.
I'm telling you.
Man, I thought they was about to show us his teeth. Look, let me got some good teeth in there too. Like, God.
Start examining him. Like he was in the NFL combine.
That's how it felt for real.
Like he was on the block. Like how they used to examine the slaves.
That's exactly what it felt like. And I feel like for anybody that like has any type of like understanding of what that looked like, that's what it felt like for him. Because like it went viral because of the wording that was used by his lawyer, but his lawyer was trying to do him a service. That was literally how they were able to keep that man alive.
Hmm.
He up in there giving.
Hmm.
He's giving that sweet sweat equity. But we got a caller. We got Ken on the line. Ken, how you doing?
Hey, I'm blessed. How y'all doing?
We doing good, Cousin Ken. Good.
All right. So I have a success story, so to speak, but it started out, I was one of the youngest people to actually be sent to prison. I was like 15. I was 14 when they sentenced me, but they held me till I was 15. They sent me to prison. So working in there, they had Badger State Industries. Look that up. Look up and see how much their net worth is and how much they make. And then they had Bob Barker, same Bob Barker from the TV show. He make all the toothbrush, all the mattresses, all that stuff, man. Listen, it's so real. When they say it's cheaper to send you to college than to prison, it is. But that's the money isn't in solving the problems, y'all. If that was the case, then every black kid out here, they'd give them the cure for sickle cell because they got the cure. They got it. It just cost $100 million. And they know it's only black kids who go through that. So the cure is not, it's not giving you what you want. It's not solving the crimes. It's none of that, bro. It's a business. It's a $100 billion business. It's not just a business. It's not just, this. And this has been going on for longer than any of us could even understand. And I'm 47. So, and I, of course, I've gone through life, got my record clean, all that. I'm doing good. But that's not the point. The point is they would rather throw you away than to educate you or reform you. That's all I want to let y'all know, bro.
Man, I appreciate that information, Cousin Ken. I pulled up Badger State Industries real quick just so folks could get a quick idea of what Badger State Industries is. It is a state-run program, so it's not a private or publicly traded company, but it is a state-ran program operated under the Bureau of Correctional Enterprises within the Wisconsin Department of Corrections, functioning on annual operational revenues and statutory mandates rather than equity. So who owns it is the state of Wisconsin, the Department of Corrections. Annual revenue generally fluctuates around $20 million gross, depending on state and military contracts. So that is Badger Industries. Let's go to break. We got to go to break, y'all. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere.
Ladies, y'all ready to go shopping? Neiman Marcus on me and all that.
Yeah. What up, y'all? Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is the Lunch Break Crew. Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. Shannon, they just brought something to the table real quick. I got to serve it up to our cousins, if you don't mind.
Of course. What's on the menu?
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business.
Yeah.
Right now, we're talking about how the prisoners power in business.
Hello. Let's kick it to the chat. It looks like we got a few comments that we might have glazed over. We got Young Money said, Michelle Alexander's book, The New Jim Crow, also goes over the 13th Amendment and how it relates to Black incarceration. Jasmine Jazz West said, licking they chops at sweat equity. That's exactly how I view it. I bet they be salivating. They be like, this is some good sweat equity. He going to be alive at least another 100 years. He's going to work this one. Anywho, Corey said, it gets an average of 120 degrees in Arizona. Can you imagine working in that hot sun all day with explosive diarrhea, pennies on the dollar? Sorry. Pennies on the dollar. How are you, Dad? White folks ask us why we so angry. Vincent said, where is my 40 acres? Wisco J said, just to play devil's advocate, a lot of first world countries have prison labor. Not that I condone it. I'm just saying America is not the only country doing it. Guru said, more money in treating than curing. And Sir Chauncey? Yeah, same. You know. Yep, he's spot on about Bob Barker. Products being manufactured, then distributed throughout the prison system, including but certainly not limited to just the state, but the Bureau of Fed prisons. So, yeah.
Man.
I couldn't imagine working in that hot sun. That is nasty work. 100-some degrees.
Man.
And you want my sweet sweat equity? Man. Hey, put me on death row, boss. I ain't going to lie to you.
You still got to get out there.
I ain't even going to fight for life.
You still got to get out there. You want to get sent to the hole.
Hey, I ain't the one they want to. They don't want to take me to trial for nothing like that. Like, you got to stay in here, sweet sweat equity, till you die? Or you going hey. We might as well end this now.
I'm telling you.
Hey, boss, I'm going to tell you like this. Y'all might as well wrap this up.
I'm going to tell you like this. Who's that? Big Mike? Big Mike used to say that? Shouts out Big Mike, man. Yeah, y'all, we talking about the 13th Amendment and how it actually created the framework for legal slavery in our country today. We want to raise minimum wage.
Man.
Huh?
Huh?
We want to raise minimum wage to 20. But, or is, do people feel like, oh, they just inmates. Why do they need to get fair pay?
I mean, they also, have y'all seen how much a care package is?
They overprice it for all of this stuff.
Oh, my God.
A cheese.
Look, oh, my God.
They got, they hired in Vegas.
Listen.
You thought Vegas was expensive. Vegas go to jail.
Yeah.
Go try to get you a cheeseburger.
A $10 water bottle is something out here. They're going to charge you $20 in jail. You're going to be drinking that diarrhea water.
Man, what batteries?
To listen to a CD player, stuff that we don't even want no more, stuff that Dollar Tree barely even sell. Yeah, man. Sweet sweat equity. But just to speak to what West Coast Jay said, he did say that other countries have prison labor. He doesn't condone it, but he was just saying America isn't the only place. But I think the point that we're making right now is that Black people are more often subjected to this because of the laws and the way things are set up. Is that not kind of what we tap dancing on over here? So like we said not too long ago, back when slavery is the word abolished? Yes, abolished.
Sure.
Yeah. Back when slavery, quote unquote, was supposed to end, what ended up happening is they made these laws like that were impossible for Black people to even abide by. Like, well, if you don't have a job, you're going to jail. And it's like, okay, mm-hmm. well, most Black people just got out of slavery, so where should I start? Mm-hmm. Where do I get a job? So literally throwing them back into the system. So I think that's pretty much what we skating on.
Nope. Yeah. 100%. We're talking about how that exception has actually been used. So what Shannon is referring to, y'all, is immediately after the Civil War, Southern states exploited those laws that she's talking about, those loopholes through, it was called Black Codes.
Yep.
Black Codes. And mass arrests of newly freed Black people for vague offenses like vagrancy, not having a job. Then leased those prisoners labor to plantations and companies in a system historians called convict leasing.
Yep.
Which functioned as slavery. Right.
Just fancier slavery. Just by another name. Easy. Yeah. And then like it just takes me to like other things. Like so many things are rooted in racism and like the backs of Black people in America that people don't even realize. Like when they be like, dang, Black Americans can't swim. Like, I don't know when I did this research. I'll have to obviously double check that. But when they did like the white flight and stuff, they said most of the community pools in Black neighborhoods, most of the pools that existed, they basically like covered it in cement. So Black people didn't even get that mm-hmm. chance. So obviously that's another thing passed down from generation to generation. It's a lot of things that happen in our community that we just don't, like we just know it's happening, but we don't really understand the why until you start doing the digging and you're like, oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Like everything, small or large, it's literally by design. And we can't just, you know, glaze over it. So yep. Chauncey said that they got MP3 players now, and they also now have access to computers to send emails now to loved ones throughout both state and federal businesses.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. But a burger still costs a kidney.
Look, so, I remember my nephew went in jail. He said, send me some money for a Culver's burger. I was like, I can't just send you a burger in the mail. That's kind of expensive, boss.
And look, correct me if I'm wrong, like, isn't it like a cap on like how much you could send somebody a day or something?
I feel like it depends where
I'm
they
not
are.
Too sure
okay. That. I remember
most places, yes.
I remember the homie Chad used to tell me that in some places that they had a cap on how much money they could receive a day.
They said, we don't need them balling out of control.
I think
up
some places
now.
Have a cap how much you can receive in general.
Yeah. So Today, the same constitutional exception is why prisoners can be required to work, often for pennies an hour or nothing at all. Without the wage, safety, or workplace protection that applies to every other worker in America. Why? Because in December 1865, the 13th Amendment states, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist in this country, the United States of America. Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon on your award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. You can text it too. Chime in on YouTube. Add some seasoning to what we cooking. We want to feel what y'all got coming. That's crazy. But anyway. Yeah, go ahead, Shannon.
Yeah, hey, at least you know what you know. We just gonna go on here, glaze over that, and read some comments. Look,
moving on.
Moving on, Mark.
So yeah, we said
Robert Lance.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say Robert Lance said everything is all connected. Wesco J said, and I can't swim because I can't get my perm wet. If we want to talk about black hair, too, that'll be a whole nother subject and how racism drives that and how we feel about our hair. But we can go there because I know you was trying to be funny. They have a cap so they can't prey on or run schemes on their inmates. It helps keep the peace for the most part. Jasmine Jazz West laughed. I'm sorry. What was you saying?
That was a lot of comments. That was a lot to digest.
Lots of dudes.
But we did have a caller over the break, and they wanted us to share that some places have a cap on how much residents can spend in a day as well. So, because there's like I guess people with huge business accounts and stuff in there, and I don't know. I guess that's another way of bribery, I guess, and getting control of the. You could give somebody Twinkies, I guess. That's a
seriously,
little less.
So like when you're in jail, like the smallest thing actually can be used as like contraband or as like a way to like bargain because you got people in there that don't have the basic necessities. And when you got a soap bar stacked to the ceiling and honey buns, you know what I'm saying? You would be the man in that camp. You know what I'm saying? Look, I got honey buns for days. I got noodles and jailhouse burritos for all. You might be president of the prison. So I could understand. A little bit is the way to keep the peace, but yeah, there's caps on a lot of things in there.
So let's talk about scale, right? Prison labor produced an estimated $11 billion worth of goods and services. This is in 2022 alone, spanning from agriculture, manufacturing, call centers, and more. $11 billion. Man. Hey, I wonder how much the state taxes itself on its revenue. For real.
We got to do some digging. We got to do some digging on that.
Because you want to tax me if I make $1,000,001 to knock me back down humble. I know they say it's a small percent. But they getting $11 billion. Look, you know what? That's not fair to put on a state. Our state isn't getting $11 billion. Let me clear that up. But the prison labor produced an estimated $11 billion worth of goods and services in 2022 alone, spanning from agriculture, manufacturing, call centers, and more. Roughly two dozen states have since amended their own state constitutions to remove similar language. But the federal 13th Amendment itself has never been changed, meaning the underlying national loophole remains. I wonder how, what state still has that loophole in. You know we're going to have to dig it up.
We don't have to. We got to give it to our cousins. We gotta listen. We brought it up. We got to give it to our cousins.
We're going to have to
dig it
up.
Can't leave our cousins hanging.
So, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the legal slavery that is happening right now in the prison industry in our country and what allows it to do that, which is the 13th Amendment that we've been going over. Just to give y'all some of the numbers again, what brought this up was Taylor Farms paid state of Arizona $4.75 an hour for each incarcerated worker, while the incarcerated workers themselves were capped at earning just $1.50 an hour of that. The company saved an estimated 70 to 90% versus market value. These were things that had been put in place through things called black codes since after the Civil War, immediately after the Civil War, where they mass arrested black people for vague offenses like vagrancy, not having a job. And that's crazy to say, you don't got a job, boy, so I'm going to arrest you.
Like, I just retired from slavery. What do you mean? God, dang. Oh, let me get a day off.
Dog.
I ain't even get a pension or nothing.
I wasn't even getting paid. Like, what do you mean I don't have a job? I ain't got no PTO. I ain't got no job, girl. Like, what? What do you mean?
I ain't got no tail, girl.
What do you mean? You arrested me for not having a job fresh out of slavery, fam.
Fresh out. Man, I tell you what. I'm sneaky. Look, that's what they
Oh, my God.
Sneaky, I tell you.
I feel like we get some text messages on the chat, man. Let me...
And then we get these people that don't realize how America really is set up for us to fail, and they want to be like, oh, you guys have a victim mindset and this and that. Like, if you actually do your research and figure out why everything is the way it is, you will know it's not a victim mindset. It is what it is. Like, can you continue on with life? Yes. Can you try to fight against it? Yes. But to just flat out ignore history is wild, or to blame us for the history or the cards we were dealt, crazy.
Man, I'm looking on the text line, and we got a text says, loophole is expunged when you pardon, and that will cut down the legal slavery. Think about it. A pardon ain't sugar, honey, iced tea. I bet you we know who sent that text. Without expunge. And also said, the Bible also added to slavery because it dumbs down black people. If you keep black people dumb, they will never use their own power. So, yeah, we're talking about the legal slavery that's going on in our prison systems and how the 13th Amendment amends that. I know we wanted to talk about which states amended their own stuff. See if I could pull that up, Shannon. Shannon, what you got for us real quick while I pull this up?
No, I was just thinking how, like, these companies are so greedy. Like, we want livable wages. And, like, because y'all yelling about livable wages, they just took it to the jails and was like, we could pay these people $4 an hour. That is insanely greedy. We got people riding around in $300 million yachts while we got others that will never see that type of money in their lifetime. And these are the same people that are like, we need to save just a little more money. Instead of giving these overworked, underpaid people that are free the money that they deserve and they work hard for. Let's just kick it off to the prisons and work these sweet sweat equity workers for what, $1 an hour in 120 degree weather while they experiencing explosive diarrhea all over our lettuce.
Man.
Why not? It's just like this, like the world is an evil place. He said, listen, I got to keep my yacht up.
I got the states, Shannon.
Let's hear it.
How many states you think it is, actually?
All of them. Probably 48.
How many? No, I'm talking about that removed the exception clause.
Oh, that removed it? Probably two. Probably two. Yeah,
it is six states that has did it. Colorado in 2018, Nebraska in 2020, Alabama in 2022, Oregon in 2022, Tennessee in 2022, and Vermont in 2022. Additional states continue to introduce or consider similar ballot initiatives and legislative measures to close these loopholes in their respective states' governing documents. Man, know what's going on, y'all. Know what's going on. We left a couple grapes on the table for the lunch, so we're going to pick them at the grapevine on the other side of this hour. So don't go anywhere, y'all. I'm going to be holding it down for Manon on the grapevine. But Shannon, what you got for us? Take us home.
Man, make sure you guys follow us on Facebook. We are The Lunch Break. Join our crew. We are growing a community over there on Facebook, The Lunch Break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon, of course. Follow your host, Ray Nitty, at Ray Nitty across all platforms, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I. And follow me, maybe Shannon, M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N, underscore across all platforms. And don't forget, you can always give us a call at 833-212-1017. And you can join the chat and watch us live in studio. And that's all of our shows at 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We out.
We out.